written by Charles Chapman, retired railway worker, aged 72, recorded by Stanley Ellis on the 9th of January, 1952.
Well, the first thing was I'd get the water on, the boil, you see, get the copper on, and the butch will come and slaughter him, you know, and listen. Scrape him up and all that sort of thing, and then hang him up till night, and cut him up, and I shall salt him all being well at night. Salt him on the board, salting board. I shall salt him up at night all being well. I've had as many as 7 in my shed at once, salting. One season. I only do salt for several people around here. They ask me if I'll go salt in the bed, and I had that much experience, these young chaps, you know. I only go salting. For them, and then, of course, after then, it steps in salt 3 weeks. A month if it's a big pig, and then out it comes, and we hang him up here to dry. That hook's been put up there now for hanging a pig on. They always used to, years ago, you see, hang the pig in the house. Not in an outhouse, in the house. And that, nearly all old houses are up like that, hang the pig on. That's been up there, put up there for that. It's not a bad thing when you open the door and see about a 30-stone pig on the hook like that, is it? That's what it's for. The mince pies and the sausages and the pig fries and all that sort of thing. Aye, that makes a real feast, you know. Spare ribs, bless your life, you'll get a real floric of pigs here. I can see hams and shoulders and chines. Hams and shoulders and chines and a snout.
Ah, oh, I see.
Big snout. Aye.
Would you ever, in the old fashioned way, they wouldn't say snout so much, would they? They call it a
big snoot.
Ah!
Big snoot! Hey, that's old fashioned.